Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we recap Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting with Superintendent Cassie Pearson, Business Manager Craig Mobley, and Tech Director Barry Smith.
Recapping Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting, it was held via Zoom due to the weather, but still quite a few things got accomplished. First of all, the district facilities usage plan was on the agenda. You guys talked about that early on. I understand you're staying at Tier 2 and probably talking about this quite a bit moving forward, right?
We are, and at this point, we are allowing our youth groups and some organizations to have meetings of 25 people or less in our facilities. So we're open a little bit, but not full scale. And the board basically has talked that until our staff is able to be vaccinated, and we are the next group up for when those vaccines are available to be vaccinated. So we're hoping that'll be here hopefully in February. But as soon as that happens, I think there'll be a lot more comfort level with moving to Tier 3, which would allow those outside organizations to have large events in our facilities. And we think hopefully that's just right around the corner.
Well, the mid-year financial report was given, as well as some discussion on COVID funds. What are you able to share about that?
So we wanted to review our mid-year financials for fiscal year 21 with the board. So through December 31st of 2020, really wanted to just reiterate to the board that the financial status of the district is looking very good, very comparable where we're at with the prior 4 years. And then we also wanted to give a little recap on the COVID relief and stimulus funds that the district has received. Through December, we have spent the first phase of the COVID funds that we received, and then we're still building plans for the second relief funds that were approved by the federal government in December. Our allocation for that of just over $1 million. We're still working on a plan for that, but we have until September of 2023 to spend those funds. And so we're just trying to make sure that we are very strategic with those funds and spend them wisely.
You talked about replacing copiers and printers. I understand a really good time to do that because of some savings opportunities, right?
Right. We're getting some age on our copiers and especially our printers in the district. We had the opportunity to take a look at a couple of proposals and quotes from a couple of different companies. In the end, we're accepting the proposal from Premier Office Equipment. And really, the big two benefits of this proposal are we're going to get all brand new copiers and printers for the district, and we're going to save about $25,000 a year.
Board considered an E-rate application as well. What are you able to share about that?
Yeah, so that's a program that we've utilized within the school district. 3 of my 4 years I've been here. And what we always try to do is upgrade some of our infrastructure. And so we've slotted some projects in that capacity to work with the federal government where they can provide some significant savings to our district. So we'll go out for a bid and we receive those bids. And then on this particular one, we were looking for a new firewall, which is always important when you're looking for security and making sure we can try to avoid any potential risks to our environment. So we were upgrading our firewall, which had been replaced since 2014, as well as a few minor switch upgrades within the high school. You know, looking at a $30,000 project overall, and we were able to, with the funding that we received, we can complete it for just under $10,000 to the cost of the district.
New laptops are coming in as well from Apple. I understand quite a few for all staff and even some students as well, right?
Looking at the laptops that our staff and also our the laptops that we use on our laptop carts for student use, they're getting some age on them. We're having some issues with battery life, of course. And so we reached out to Apple and wanted to take a look at whether we refresh that with a lease or whether we buy them outright. Well, with the district receiving large amount of COVID relief money, we were able to kind of move this process up, take care of a problem, and buy them outright. So we will be replacing 320 laptop computers in the district, 4 laptop carts. So hopefully that makes all the staff happy. It makes the students happy that are required to use those. And yeah, we'll move forward.
And I think in this COVID year, laptops and connectivity have been critical to do business. And we want to make sure that even moving forward into the future, we know technology is going to be a huge part of how well we can connect with students and families, and want to make sure our teachers have working machines. That's really important.
Anything else that you'd like to share at this time?
We're really excited that on Thursday, we will be doing bid openings for our middle school project. We've got quite a few of our major packages that will be unveiled on how much the bids come in at. Some area schools just recently had their bid letting and came in well under budget. So we're very hopeful that our project is going to look good and our budget's also going to be able to be maintained, if not look a little healthier than we anticipate, but we'll know more after Thursday.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson, Business Manager Craig Mobley, and Tech Director Barry Smith for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.